It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to Monday. Border Crossings with you live from Studio 4. And we've got a lot of things going on this hour. This is going to be a busy, busy Monday. And CD giveaways. Yes, I've got 10 CDs to give away. We've got an interview coming up this hour. And we've got requests. So get ready for a great Border Crossings program here on a Monday. We'll start it off with a song that is requested by two different listeners, Haftom Berhanu, who listens to Border Crossings all the time in Ethiopia, asked me to play this song from Adele. And from Boston, Massachusetts, Curse is listening to the Shegar FM live stream and also says hi to everybody back home in Ethiopia. So here's your request for both of you. This is Adele, number one of the charts once again, and the song is called Hello.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call, you never seem to be home. Hello from the outside. At least I can say that I'm trying to tell. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call, you never seem to be home.
Crossings, Adele. Adele joined in a contest in the BBC in London. She put a disguise on. She put a fake nose on and a wig. And this was an Adele sound-alike, look-alike contest. So she entered it for fun, for yucks. And she went on stage when it was her turn to perform, and she sang Hello. And everybody finally realized, you know, this is Adele. It was pretty hard to sound identical to her and not be her. So there you go. She was having a little fun with the crowd in London. She also had fun at Saturday Night Live over the weekend. She performed that song on Saturday Night Live and also a new song from her album, which is called 25, that went on sale on Friday, last Friday. And also speaking of Adele, I was watching the American Music Award show last night, staying up till the wee hours of the morning. And during the course of the show, they had a television commercial for a new TV show on ABC with the Muppets. And they had Miss Piggy singing Hello from the Muppets. It was really cool. Speaking of the American Music Award show, I want to go through some of the winners. So quickly, here's a recap of last night's winners for the big music award show, the American Music Award show. The Artist of the Year, One Direction. Second year in a row. So congratulations to the guys, and they won the honor just in time to take an extended break. Artist of the Year, they're going to disappear. The New Artist of the Year, 5 Seconds of Summer. Single of the Year, Katy Perry, Dark Horse. The Dick Clark Award of Excellence went to Taylor Swift. Favorite male singer, pop rock, Sam Smith. Favorite female singer, pop rock, Katy Perry. The favorite band, pop rock, was One Direction. Favorite pop rock album, Midnight Memories, One Direction. Favorite male artist, country, Luke Bryan. Favorite band, Florida Georgia Line, country. Favorite country album, Brantley Gilbert's Just As I Am. The hip-hop favorite artist of the year, Iggy Azalea. The favorite hip-hop album of the year, New Classic, which is Iggy Azalea's. Favorite male artist, soul R&B, John Legend. Favorite female soul artist, Beyoncé. And favorite soul album went to Beyoncé as well. And alternative rock, Imagine Dragons were the winners. Favorite artists, AC, Katy Perry. Favorite Latin artist, Enrique Iglesias. So congratulations to all of the big winners last night at the big awards show. Speaking of winners, we're going to do a little contest right now because we've got 10 different CDs to give away. I promised we'd be doing our Thanksgiving celebration on the program today by giving away CDs, our way of saying thanks for listening. And today we have, let's see, we'll start off with two lucky listeners for the Now 56 CD, Marin in Ethiopia and Betty Casa, also in Ethiopia. Hey! So congratulations to Marin Samuel and to Betty Casa. You are our first two winners, and there's 8 more winners to go. We'll also be doing a call-in this hour to win. Open up the phone lines. That's coming up a little later on. Here's a request from Brian Cabasso and Keith Urban Music. This is Only You Can Love Me This Way. For Brian Cabasso and Zambia, tune into Border Crossings.
Well, I know there's a reason. And I know there's a rhyme. We were meant to be together, and that's why. We can roll with the punches. We can stroll hand in hand. And when I say it's forever, you understand that you're always in my heart, you're always on my mind. And when it all becomes too much, you're never far behind. And there's no one that comes close to you could ever take place. There's only you can love me in this way. could have turned a different corner. I could have gone another place. Then I'd have never had this feeling that I feel today. Yeah. And you're always in my heart. You're always on my mind. When it all becomes too much, you're never far behind. And there's no one that comes close to you could ever take. Only you can love me this way. Ooh. And you're always in my heart. You're always on my mind. And when it all becomes too much, you're never far behind. And there's no one that comes close to you could ever take your place. 'Cause only you can love me this way.
Border Crossings, Keith Urban, for everybody tuned in Zambia to our show today. I'm Larry London. As we start off a new week together, we have the phone lines open today. It's 202-619-2077. If you'd like to call in and say hi to Felicia and join the show, we will be going to the phones in just a bit and giving away some CDs on the telephone. It'll be a call-in-to-win contest, and we've got a whole bunch left. And we've got some other CDs to give away later on in the hour in a variety of different ways. Plus, we also have, after this next song, an interview with Alicia Cara. Alicia Cara's got a new song out. It's called Here. It's doing very well. She was at the American Music Award show last night. She's got some pretty well-known stars in the music business in her corner. In fact, Taylor Swift is such a fan, she invited Alicia to join her on her 1989 tour. And we'll talk to Alicia Cara about the experience being on Taylor Swift's tour and about all the excitement around her new album. So that's coming up for you right after we listen to Taylor Swift and a birthday request from Solomon Agustrush Abugri, who said it's birthday today. It's my birthday and my brother. I guess that makes them twins. So happy birthday to Solomon and his brother. Here's your request. It's Taylor Swift and Shake It Off.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Crossings, Taylor Swift, 1989, and Shake It Off. And I also want to say hello to Breezy Wiz Baruch, Wesley Ballin, Chris Brooke, Seleshi, Howie Yoni, Abeni Brown, Hymenot Tesfaye, Lord OG, and Martha, who checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. As promised, from Los Angeles, California, the hottest 19-year-old in the music industry right now, I say good morning to Alicia Cara.
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just great. I guess you haven't been to bed since the American Music Awards.
Pretty much. It felt like a very short nap.
A short nap. Well, congratulations. This must all feel like a big, giant dream for you because of all of this success that's happened in the last year or so. Congratulations on Four Pink Walls and all the accolades that you've received as a result of your EP. And congratulations on the new album, Know It All.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's been really, really crazy, but I'm excited and I'm happy that it's finally out. You know, it's been a long time coming, so.
And I understand that your brother's kind of enjoying some of your fame. He's signing autographs?
Yeah. People have been asking for autographs. They've been, at the AMAs, they were asking him for pictures, which is, it's so crazy because I didn't think that they would know who he was, but they did, and they were asking to take pictures, and he just had a little taste of fame for a day, and it was awesome.
He owes it all to his big sister. Now, you have a lot of famous fans who are following you. I'm sure at the AMAs, everyone wanted to talk to you and meet you, get photos with you as well. Lord is one of your fans, Alicia Keys, and most notably, Taylor Swift. You performed with Taylor on her 1989 tour recently.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Taylor is amazing. And just overall, all those people, I really look up to them, and the fact that they're fans of me is crazy to me, but it's awesome. And yeah, Taylor is definitely such a nice person, and that was an amazing experience for me, a learning experience and just an amazing experience overall. It was awesome.
Now, I did see that you can do a Lord impersonation.
Did you?
Now, can I hear it? Can you do it? I know it's early and the voice may not be up to par, but
it actually might be better because it's early in the morning.
All right, let's hear Lord. Let's hear your Lord.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try. Okay, here we go. What song should I do? Okay, I'll go do it. There's a humming in the rest of summer air, and we're flipping off the course that we prepared, but in our chaos there's calculation, dropping glass and just to hear them break.
Oh, that's great, and I understand she likes the impression.
I think she does, yeah. She said it sounds like her, which is a compliment for me as an impersonator myself, yeah.
Now, I want to talk about the new album, Know It All. Okay, what's going on in the album? What message are you conveying? I understand that the songs were written kind of as a confession of your feelings and your thoughts and things that were going on in your life at the time that you wrote them.
Yeah, that's really all it is. I think, you know, the album is just an album about growing up and what that's like. And, you know, that comes with everything that comes with growing up, you know, whether it's vulnerability, sometimes the confusion or nostalgia, rebellion, all these little aspects of being a teenager. And it's obviously specific to my life and what it was like for me growing up. But I think a lot of the times we have similar lives. You know, people are very, very similar, more similar than we know. So I think that's why people can relate to it a lot. And, yeah.
Well, not a lot of 19-year-olds are on worldwide television and radio, and not a lot of 19-year-olds are performing on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame show, which I understand is coming up for you. That's on your schedule.
Yeah, a lot of amazing things. It's so cool to be a part of these things. You know, I'm fans of these things, and I would watch, you know, whether it's an award show or, you know, I would watch these things growing up, and I'd want to be a part of them, and now I actually am, so it's crazy. And I have a tour coming up, which is so cool, too, so a lot of cool things.
And the tour starts when? In January, I believe?
Yes, January 2016. There's a lot of U.S. dates, Canada dates. You can go on my website, alessiacara.com, for all the dates and things like that, all the info.
Did you ever imagine that you'd be doing a headline tour and you'd have, you know, VH1 giving you awards for your music? Did that ever come into your head when you were starting this whole process?
I think I'd always wanted it to, and I'd always dreamed of it, but you never really know if it's going to happen for you, of course. So it's definitely been a surprise and an amazing one, but it's what I've always wanted, so I'm just going to try to take it in stride and just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And you came through the same kind of road that a lot of other performers are these days. You became an internet sensation first, and that's kind of what attracted everybody's attention to you.
I think so, yeah. You know what, my situation, I guess, was a little different because I was never really, a YouTube star. I didn't really develop a huge following. I had a little following, a little group of people who listened to me or who watched my videos, but I really only got discovered by one production company, and that was kind of how everything sort of happened for me. So it just took that one right view to get it, but it worked out for the best. So yeah, it definitely happened through YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And I think I heard in an interview you did recently where you said that you're kind of, you know, your nature is introverted and you really weren't seeking attention in the limelight. You just kind of did the music stuff as your way of expressing yourself. But you know, now that you've got all the attention and the spotlight is shining on you, how is that affecting you?
It's a little strange, of course, at first, or especially as someone who doesn't really, who's not really looking for that aspect of things. It's difficult for me to adjust to, but I think it all comes with what I love, and all jobs have that side of things that you got to adjust to or you got to work out, and I'm enjoying it. You know, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. It is kind of scary, but it's good. I'm all good. I'm just enjoying it, and I think the good always outweighs the bad anyways.
Mm-hmm. And who do you want to collaborate with? I understand Justin Bieber did one of your songs or something, but who do you want to work with?
I want to work with a lot of different people. I think right now I would love to work with Ed Sheeran or Drake. I love Drake. Justin Bieber would be cool, too. I think he's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And so the plan is for 2016, we'll start off with the tour and the new album. And is this tour a worldwide tour?
I'm hoping it will be eventually, yeah. Right now we've announced just U.S. and Canada dates, but I hope down the line we'll do some Europe stuff too.
Mm-hmm. And you're also doing the Jingle Ball shows.
Yes.
So they're keeping you busy. They're gonna make you work hard. Most 19-year-olds are in college right now. You're going to the school of hard knocks. You're going to actually be on stage getting your education that way.
Exactly, yeah. That's my way of getting education, yeah.
Now, do you plan to go to Italy at all? I know your family's from Italy. Do you, now that you're a superstar, do you plan to go back and perform in Italy?
Yeah, I would love to, of course. I mean, I've only ever been to the South because that's where my family's from, and I've been to Milan once already for music, but I've never really done, like, a full show there, so... Mm-hmm. I would love to.
And you're fluent in Italian, and I understand when your parents first came over, they couldn't speak any English. Do they get what's going on? Do they grasp all of this hype and attention that you've been getting?
I think not really yet. I think we're all just really trying to grasp it and trying to figure out what's happening, but it's been hard because it just happened so fast, so we're really trying to just figure it out and piece apart what's happening and understand it, mm-hmm. but it's great. We're all really happy.
I like your sound. I like your style. It's very unaffected. You're not going to, you know, fall into that pop queen kind of look and style that a lot of the artists have been put into. You like to do things on your own term, which is very admirable for a 19-year-old.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, I think it's important to be yourself, you know, whether that is a glamorous person or just not a glamorous person. You know, I think it's just important to embrace whoever you are and not really, I guess, conform to what people say you should be. And this is just who I am, and I'm enjoying it. It's a lot easier this way, you know.
Mm-hmm. And your big hit right now, I'm sure you have more coming, but the big hit right now is the song called Here. So what is that song written about? What was going on in your life and in your world when you wrote that song, Here?
That song is about a party that I just went to 2 years ago, and I thought it would be a good idea to go. And while I was there, I realized how not good of idea that it was to go there because it was so uncomfortable for me, and just I really just realized how uncomfortable it was and how small I felt in that situation, and there was nothing for me there, so I left and made a song about it.
Mm-hmm. And you actually invited some of the friends from the party to appear in your video.
Yeah, I did. All the real people, all the people in the video, sorry, are the real people.
The real people.
My real friend, yeah.
And so all your friends are the same. You haven't been so affected by all of this stuff that you've changed your friend base. I mean, now Lorde and Alicia Keys and Taylor Swift are friends, but you've also kept the other friends that you've had all these years.
Of course, yeah. And I mean, I haven't really had many friends, so it's easy to keep the three of them that I have.
Mm-hmm. Where were you when you heard your song on the radio for the first time?
I was in Florida. I remember I was driving. We were somewhere in between one of the Florida areas. I don't remember exactly where. We were driving from one part of Florida to the other, and it was so crazy to me. It was just on the radio, and I just kept thinking it must have been like a CD or someone put in, like plugged in their phone or something. It was hard to believe that it was actually broadcasting on the radio, but it was awesome.
Yes, well, millions and millions of sales later, and you are truly a superstar, and I'm not sure if you were ready for all of this, but certainly, Alicia, Cara, being a role model now for young girls, that comes with a huge responsibility.
Yes, it does, you know, and I think, I guess, I wasn't really initially trying to be a role model. I just really wanted to make songs about what I was going through, or songs that were, I guess, an expression of myself. And with that, I guess, does really come being a role model, because people... it's just inevitable that people are going to relate and just want to look up to you. And that's awesome. You know, I think now I'm learning how to become that, and I want to be that for people. I think it's important to for girls and just people in general to have somebody to look up to. And I am still growing and still learning, and I'm not perfect, of course. I'm not perfect at being a role model, but I hope I can, you know, give it my best and at least teach people something.
Mm-hmm. I understand Taylor Swift gave you a robe as a gift.
She did, yes. I'm not sure. I think she, I'm assuming she gave it to all the surprise guests at the show, but it was beautiful. It's like the dazzled robe that I'm just going to strut around in every day.
Mm-hmm. What's the best advice you've been given so far, and who gave it to you?
I think probably the best advice comes from my parents, and they just tell me to take things one day at a time. And that's such good advice, especially in this industry, because there's so much going on, and if you overthink it, like I always do, you're just going to fall into this weird state of mind where everything is too crazy for you. So really taking things a day at a time has really helped me, and they always give me the best advice, so probably from my parents.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you and talk to you. I look forward to seeing you when you come to D.C., and I thank you for giving us your time this early, early hour of the morning in Los Angeles, and congratulations on the new album, Know It All. I know it'll do very well for you. What's the next single after Here, coming off the album?
Well, first of all, thank you. And second of all, the next single, we're trying to figure it out. I really want this album to kind of tell a story or to go in a certain direction, so I'm trying to figure out what I want the next direction to be.
All right.
So
well, thank you.
I'll get back to you.
Congratulations to you, and enjoy the tour. We'll see you soon here in D.C. Alicia Cara is our guest, and the album is Know It All. This is Border Crossings.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend, so you can't. This an antisocial pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this, and I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me, but honestly I'd rather be somewhere with my people. We can kick it and just listen to some music with the message like we usually do, and we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet. So pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here.
kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. I'll tell them I'll be here, right next to the boy who's throwing up cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? TV with my beanie low, yo, I'll be over here.
Crossings, and there she is, Alicia Cara, and that is the song Here, a huge mega hit for the 19-year-old. Thank you, Alicia, for joining us. Man, 6 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles, she spent the whole night partying with the American Music Award show winners, and way to go. I mean, that's being a trooper, staying up all night promoting her music and her new album, Know It All. And hopefully we'll have her on the air again in 2016. Pleasure to talk to. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Okay, I promised we'd open up the phone lines and give away some CDs. I've got three copies of the Now 55 CD. I want to give away these three copies of the Now 55 CD to the next three callers. All right, 202-619-2077. If you want this Now 55 CD, I'll take the first three callers at 202-619-2077, and I'll give you each a copy of the Now 55 CD. But you got to call in right now, three callers, and we'll listen to this song, a request from William G. in India. This is Journey, and Who's Crying Now? And don't forget, call in to win. First three callers, 202-619-2077 for the Now 55 CD from Border Crossings.
It's been a mystery. They try to see why something good can hurt so bad. Caught on a one-way street, the taste of bittersweet. Love will survive somehow,
one love beats the fire. One who never died.
Crossings, and that's Journey, Who's Crying Now, and that's a request from William in India, who is listening to us on his shortwave radio in India. Namaste, our good friend. Hey, congratulations to King Boy and to James Kitcher and the very lovely Ashley Bernard in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Hey, they were the first three callers on the line, and they have each won a copy of the Now 55 CD from Border Crossings. So way to go. I thank you for listening, and we'll give away some more CDs after we listen to this request. This is a request from Emily in Nigeria, and this is Whitney Houston, Saving All My Love. Stand by for your chance to win some more CDs coming up. It's Border Crossings on our Thanksgiving Monday.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. To resist being last on your list, but no other man's gonna do. So I'm saving all my love for you. It's not very easy living. Of my own, but each time I try, I just break down and cry, 'cause I'd rather. Tonight is the night for feeling all right. We'll be making love the whole.
Border Crossing, saving all my loving for you. Whitney Houston by request. Saving all my CD giveaways for today for you on Border Crossings. And it is time now to give away a few more CDs. I've got the Now 54 CD, which has Taylor Swift Blank Space, Fall Out Boy Centuries, Maroon 5 Sugar, Pitbull, Neo, Time of Our Lives, Walk the Moon. They performed on the AMAs last night. Shut Up and Dance, Ariana Grande, Nick Jonas, Flo Rida, Natalie LaRose, Tori Kelly, Kelly Clarkson. Today, the three winners of that CD are Vincent Maloba in Kenya, Biruk Shimelis in Ethiopia, and Anita Tashome in Ethiopia. Congratulations! Yay! Three more lucky listeners, three more winners. It's our Thanksgiving Monday. We're giving away CDs. I've got one more. We're going to do a call-in, and we're going to do that in just a bit. But first, a request for Dereje Ye Amerik Lege. And Dereje's in Ethiopia, tuned into Shegger FM with his brother, Ashanafi, and they want to hear Chris Brown, New Flame.
Baby, I'm a boss. I'm talking George Steinbrenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter. Got more stripes than all these leaks. Baby, we ballin' in the Beamer. Collar on my polo. Kisses on my necklace. All my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous. Smoking on the bim in my autograph, LeBron's. Yeah, she told me I'm the one. That's when I only want one.
New Flame, Chris Brown on Border Crossings. with Larry London and you sharing a Monday, starting off a brand new holiday week together. I want to say hello to Amara Henry, Rokong Job, Awalu England geographer. We also heard on Facebook from Solomon and Munaza Farid, who is a longtime listener in Pakistan. So thank you for tuning in. Shukriya to all of our good friends throughout Pakistan. Munaza, thank you for your support for listening. Julius and Baba are also listening. And Saidu Muhammad Ali, checking in on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. All right, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the phone lines once again, 202-619-2077. We have just enough time to give away our last Now 56 CD. I have one more. With Wiz Khalifa and The Weeknd, Our City, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, who sounded great last night. If you want to win this, be the fourth caller right now at 202-619-2077. 202-619-2077. That's the number to call to win the Now 56 CD. So call in, and it might be yours if you're the fourth caller. Here is Celine Dion. She did a great tribute on the AMAs last night for France. This is for Festus Yelia.
Don't think I can't feel that there's something wrong. You've been the sweetest part of my life for so long. I look in your eyes, there's a distant light. And you and I know there'll be a storm tonight. This is getting serious. Are you thinking about you or us? Don't say.
Border Crossing, Celine Dion, and Think Twice. And congratulations to Rokong, job in Nigeria. Yay! He was the fourth caller. He got the final now 56 CD that we have been giving away for this month. So thank you so much, Rokong, job. And thanks to all of our lucky listeners and winners. Everybody's a winner tuning in to Border Crossings today. And I thank Wesley in Rio de Janeiro, Rare Jen, she's in Kuwait, Mogiri Machuki. We heard from Edward, Amara, and Mechlet, who also checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I'll be off the rest of the week on vacation, but I'm leaving you in very good hands. We've got some great guests coming on the show this week. Bournes. I saw Bournes on the American Music Awards show last night. They did a little clip on Bournes. He'll be here on our program tomorrow to talk about his new album, Dopamine. Lorena McKennett joins us on Wednesday. Thanksgiving is our special program. And then Friday, we wrap up the holiday week with Natalie Merchant right here on Border Crossings, talking about her latest projects. Thank you so much for joining us on our program, Border Crossings. Keep your requests and dedications coming via email, bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can also go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and post a request there for us. Greg, thank you. Our engineer, Felicia, our producer, director. My name is Larry London. Have a great night and a great week ahead. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I'll see you live in studio next Monday. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.